Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Death Machine!
A lot of talk about my guest today as he enters the free agency once again for the first time in almost 3 years. He's the master of his own destiny. We'll see what destiny that shakes up and shapes down to be. We'll ask him. He's here. Sammy Callahan's on Cultaholic. How you doing, Sammy?
You already messed it up, Tom Campbell, like the soup. It's not the first time I've been a free agent in 3 years. This is the first time I've been a free agent in almost over 10 years. First time I'm willing to do some independent dates. In over 3 years, you got that part of it right, but you messed the rest up. But I'm doing great. How you doing? I saw your big news. I want to say congratulations. I saw your video.
Oh,
you crying
my.
Online. Look, I cry with movies all the time. Anytime, like I ain't harping on you for that. Like I am to the point in my life. Maybe it's because I've had so many damn head injuries. Anytime there's a feel good moment in a movie or a commercial at this point, like I'm gonna tear up a little bit. I am happy for you, man. I could tell how much that meant to you, so congratulations.
Bless you. Thank you so much, Sammy. That means a lot. You're not long back from Graceland. You've got to talk to us about Graceland. How was that for you?
Amazing and terrifying, all at the same point. When we first landed at the airport, so many people that, like, when we had to get on the shuttle to go to the hotel, because the hotel was kind of connected to the airport down the road, they said, don't go outside at night. And we're like, what? Like, if you're going to go out, don't go out by yourself. Apparently, that's a terrible area. And I had no idea.
Really?
Like, it's so beautiful. There's so much stuff to do right there with, like, Graceland, Elvis's mansion, all the different museums, all the different areas. But apparently, the road that's on, terrible neighborhood. Who would have thought?
Jeez, you'd have thought they'd been where, you know, the spiritual home of Elvis Presley, they'd have some security in there, but apparently not. No, just
yeah, they're like,
you take your life in your own hands.
Our hotel was gated. You had to like go through a security checkpoint to get through the gate to get to our hotel. Like, and I was like, I had no idea, but I was like, Graceland, this is gonna be fun. Like, it was fun, but I didn't expect people in our shuttle to be like, yo, don't go outside by yourself at night.
What was the highlight of the trip to Graceland?
Bro, just seeing Elvis's entire mansion, everything about him. I didn't know him and his entire family's buried in the backyard. That's wild. He is buried along with almost all of his family in the backyard of the mansion. They're like, no, I bought this. It's going with me for life after. He did like some straight Pharaoh and Egyptian shit where he's like, I'm taking all my stuff with me. Like, you're burying me in the backyard.
You've packed your bag. You're taking your shit with you now. First time in 10 years, Sammy Callahan's been a free agent. I got it right a second time round. How did you mark the moment the clock struck midnight? And what were the feelings when it finally did?
Yo, I was watching Black Mirror. I ain't even gonna lie. New season of Black Mirror.
Which one were you watching?
Dude, we watched all the new episodes yesterday, and they're all brilliant. The episode about Locke something, but it was about the Loch Ness town. Bro, the entire thing goes, this is really slow. What is it? What's going to be the turn? And then the turn at the end, I was not last thing I was expecting. I was like, there's going to be something paranormal. There's going to be something's going to come out of these videotapes. Didn't happen. Complete opposite. People were terrible.
There was something about when they were going through those videotapes of that old TV show on, I thought, is that important? I feel like they've lingered on that for a minute. I feel like that's important. And then lo and behold, I don't want to say too much more in case it's spoilers, but the videotapes are important in that particular episode.
100%.
great way to mark the occasion, because I know that like we were watching the clock countdown and it struck, and then all of a sudden the world is once again your oyster. You're coming off a really long run with Impact Wrestling. It saw you bring Ohio versus everything to the main stage. It saw you competing in a litany of street fights, barbed wire rope matches, Monsters Ball in there as well. You became Impact Champion, a run that led to a very memorable rivalry with Tessa Blanchard as well. With all of that behind you, what led to the decision that you were going to hit the free agent market again?
Look, it was one of those things where I broke my leg. My contract got extended. My contract was supposed to end December of last year. And I don't think just me, I think the office itself, I think we all kind of forgot that like time was running. It was kind of a decision that happened rather quickly. We started not negotiations with my contract. We just couldn't come to terms. Look, I have no hard feelings with Impact. I love Impact. Still my friends, still my family. I hope they do extremely well. But it was time for me to move on. We had talks, couldn't come to terms. That's the easiest way to put it. Like, because there is no hard feelings. We just couldn't agree on a new contract because there's a lot of stuff they are doing right now that I feel like there's so much of the budget going so many different places. And I fell into a point where right when my contract ended, probably wasn't the best place to end a contract as far as negotiations go.
So coming away from that, that impressive run that you had, that game changing run you had with them, what would you say was your proudest achievement from your time with Impact, Sammy?
People can talk about matches, a world championship. I talk about being one of the people. I feel like I was part of the reason Impact Wrestling got saved. Like Impact Wrestling was in a terrible position with the old regime. The new regime came in with Scott D'Amore, Don Callis, and all those guys. And I always said, like, and I've said this in interviews before, but like, having a world championship or match of the year, wrestler of the year, moment of the year, which I want all of them on your resume is great. But having on my resume is like, yo, when people look back at this 10, 20, 30 years from now, they're going to say, yo, Sammy Callahan was one of the people that helped save Impact Wrestling. I truly believe that.
And that they will. And looking ahead now, as we say, the world is your oyster from here. There's obviously a few names, a few promotions that come up in terms of where your wrestling work will take you. We'll talk non-wrestling in a minute as well. I want to mention New Japan. You're no stranger. You and Juice Robinson in the World Tag League in 2017. I feel like Japan would be a nice fit for you if that would be something that would be of a consideration to you at this point.
Look, I'm not against anything. Like I said earlier on, I've wrestled for every major wrestling company on the planet at this point. There's a lot of rumblies going on. I have a lot of fans and a lot of friends and a lot of different promotions. Right now, I like the entire aura and the feeling that you never know where I'm going to show up, whether it be at a top independent promotion, whether it be on national television. I have the connections. I have the body of work. You honestly do not know where I'm going to show up next. And I think that that's invaluable.
How much of a, we were talking about, you know, friends in places all across the wrestling landscape. John Moxley is a longtime friend of yours, a co-conspirator with Revolver, and he's based in AEW at the moment. How much of him did you speak to regarding this change to your career? Did you seek advice or counsel from John Moxley at all in all of this?
Look, I'm very rare. I've never been that person to be the person try to talk about my career with other people. Like, cause like I like everything that I do to be based on my own merit, to be based on everything else that I have in life. Like I've never been one of those guys. I don't know why. I believe hard work rises to the top. Cream rises to the top. You work hard, you get rewarded. It's one of those things, like whether it be Mox, whether it be people in WWE, whether it be people with MLW, people in New Japan, like I've set up my body of work and I've proven over the past couple of years, like my fingerprint is all over professional wrestling, whether it be independence or national television. There's so many people, so many things that I have really helped bring to the forefront or really helped and visualize that is like now being seen all over the wrestling world. That's something no one could ever take away from me.
It was 10 years since you were last a free agent, and the industry has changed seismically since you were last on the free agent market. You know, we're only a few days really into this new chapter in your career. But is there anything that you've noticed or observed about how different being a free agent in 2023 is compared to being a free agent in 2012?
It's different because the word's at our fingertip. This little box right here, my phone. Like anything I could ever want to watch or do or say or connect with is right here. It's really crazy when you think about it. You watch Back to the Future in the 80s and they're talking on the we're seeing the video calls. We're like, oh, that's the future. We're living in that moment right now. We are legitimately living in that moment of time. Right now it's different because everything is streamed. Everything is online. Back when I first got into independent wrestling, it might be 3, 4, 5 months before you got a DVD or a VHS of your match on it. Now, anything you do can be uploaded at a matter of seconds and connect with the entire wrestling world. You look at some of the independent people that are blowing up right now, a guy like Danhausen, it may not have like connected with people if this would have been 10, 15 years ago, because we didn't have Twitter like it was. We didn't have YouTube. He made himself a star without any television exposure. He became one of the number one sellers on pro wrestling tees and was one of the most talked about performers in the world of professional wrestling before he even signed with AEW. That's how crazy the entire wrestling landscape is. Like, people can make themselves their own stars. People can put out the content that they want to present their own self. Like, people are creative now. And I love seeing the creativity in wrestling at the moment.
And that's the thing, because we, you know, let's wind it back to the last time you were a free agent. And it was sort of in the wake of your run with NXT, Solomon Crow, we hardly knew ye. And as you leave that system, there isn't like the communication and the connection that we have now in place. And there's a real fear, I imagine, at that point of you leave a big system like that and you just dissolve into the atmosphere and nobody hears from you again. That must have been a bit of a concern.
No, I wasn't scared at all then.
Nah,
and like my free agency goes even before that, because you got to think I was signed with Dragon Gate, Evolve, and WWN. Before that, I legit went from Dragon Gate, Evolve to WWE, to being a small free agent for a couple weeks before signing with Lucha Underground, Impact Wrestling. Like, this is the first time since I was in my adolescence that I've legitimately been a free agent and like had the capability to do whatever the hell I want to do. And back then in 2016, I wasn't scared at all. Like, I am very confident in my own merit, not only as a professional wrestler. I've taught myself every job in professional wrestling. Pretty much every video in Revolver, I edit. All the graphics, 9 times out of 10, I edit. I've taught myself marketing. I've taught myself promoting. I've taught myself writing. I feel like I can do any job in professional wrestling at this moment and do it damn well. And compared to now, I was like 100% like, I'm a professional wrestler. Now I am an entity all on its own. I am a true Swiss Army knife, a professional wrestler. I know there's people on the independents that saying that, good for them. Like, I am a true Swiss Army knife. You name a job, I can do it and do it extremely.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
And you running, you and Mox getting behind with the Wrestling Revolver is a big part of making that happen. You become masters of your own destiny with that one. Now that you can really laser focus more of your time into it, what is the Wrestling Revolver mission statement going into 2024?
Look, it's always been the same thing since day one. It's wrestling for our generation, by our generation. Guys like myself, Moxley, other people that have been with Revolver since day one. We want to give the wrestling world what our generation sees professional wrestling as. There's so much in this business, and nothing against, for a lack of better terms, the old time veterans. Like, they have their vision of what professional wrestling is. I think it's time that our generation gets our chance to show, like, yo, we're taking the keys to the castle and we're showing the entire wrestling world what we believe professional wrestling is, what the next evolution of professional wrestling is. And that's what Revolver's been since day one. I like to consider it the buffet of professional wrestling. It has its own aura. You like hardcore? We got it. You like technical? We got it. You like Lucha Libre? We got it. You like comedy? We got it. You like amazing women's wrestling? You got it. Like, a little bit of everything. It's not just one style. As well as going around with the in-ring work, like, it's all about presentation, all about setting that mood. Me growing up as a huge independent wrestling fan, I used to go to all the Ring of Honor shows in Dayton, Ohio, back in like 04, 05, 06. And that really molded like what I think the presentation of a wrestling show should be. Like, I really try to mold after that. I don't want my shows just to be a black curtain, no lights, and just bright and people on a microphone. I want my wrestling shows to be like a rock concert. I want people to come in, whether there be good wrestling or not. At the end of the show, they're like, that was an experience. Because that's what I believe professional wrestling is. It's not about just having good matches. It's about making moments and making people feel something that they'll never forget.
And there's a big weekend coming up for Revolver, which I want to talk on in a second. But I want to ask you about non-wrestling pursuits now that you're back on the free agent market. Obviously, more time for Bengals games, which is important.
There was time for Bengals games beforehand, bro. Like, I ain't missing Bengals games, even though we're fucking sucking this year so far. I still have a little bit of faith. I turned the game off yesterday. Missed me off. I'm still a diehard Bengals fan. I was a Bengals fan when we were known as the Bungles. So whether it's good or bad, I'm going to love the Bengals.
But are there non-wrestling things that you're looking to pursue now?
100%, man. So before I was like all in on wrestling, like, I did go to college for a while for film, digital media design. I ended up dropping out to be a professional wrestler. Ended up working out for me. Could have went the opposite way, but I always had faith in myself that it was going to work out. I want to make a movie. I want to make I really want to edit a documentary. Like, going forward, like, I think that's going to be one of the things, not only with what I'm producing in professional wrestling, I want to produce an art form. And I've got extremely into documentary work and found footage movies. Like, I think of the next couple of years is something I'm 100% going to put a lot of time and effort into. And I think it's something like, I think I'm to the point, like, I can produce something that people will truly like, think is remarkable and resonate, connect with them. Hell, if you look at, like, we're promoting the Women's Grand Prix tournament for Revolver this year. If you look at all those videos, we did these 1 minute profile pieces with Renee Paquette. I shot, produced, helped write, and edited all those videos. Like, because I find that just as gratifying now as professional wrestling.
You mentioned about putting together a documentary. Is there a story that you want to tell in the front of your mind when you talk about making?
I've been talking about this for years. I want to do a documentary on M-Dog 20 because he is a dude that for my generation is one of the most influential dudes in professional wrestling. I don't think people realize like how much he's really had a hand in. The dude has just like masterfully just worked all around the world for every major promotion on the planet. And I don't think he gets the praise he deserves. Dude's been somehow been a part of everything. And like, I think he's a really cool story to tell that still now, even though he's getting a little more up there in age, he's still a journeyman. He's still traveling the world. He's on the road more than he's at home. And I think that's such a cool, like, story that can be told and should be told.
Going into this weekend, as you were talking, the Women's Grand Prix, the first part of a two-show special on Saturday for Revolver. Now, putting together this Women's Grand Prix, looking at the bracketology for it, you've got legends like Amy Sakura. You've got up-and-comers, or here nowers, rather like Billy Starks. Hard hitters like Jai Kanai and Marina Shafir. What goes into planning a tournament like this with such a cross-section? It really fits the Revolver mission statement as, like, you know, a bit of everything for everyone all the time. But what goes into planning a tournament like this?
Look, this is something me and Moxley's been talking about for like a year and a half at this point. We took great disregard on like so many different indie companies being like, oh, it's so hard to run a women's wrestling tournament. There's not enough talent out there. There is. Like, 100% there is. And we're going to prove that. There's so many people in that tournament that have a chip on their shoulder. And it really is. In 2023, the term women's wrestling, it shouldn't be just women's wrestling. It should just be professional wrestling. Like, specifically in 2023, you see women main eventing wrestling promotions all over the planet. Like, it's about time that it's just called professional wrestling.
So before I came on with you today, this incredible video package that showcases Marina Shafir, another one that really, you would have thought, would have held more gold by now. Like, overdue something like that. That video, you say about putting together video packages. Is that another one that you've put together, this incredible package about Shafir?
Oh, 100%. Like, Marina is a project that me and Moxley have kind of taken under our wing. She is someone that we think can be extremely pivotal in the business, and she's that next evolution of professional wrestling. All these girls want to talk about, oh, I'm a badass. I'm a badass. If push comes to shove, Marina Shafir is one of the baddest out there. Like a remarkable athlete, a pioneer in women's MMA. And I think she is just on the cusp and just now realizing how big of a star and how inclement she could be to professional wrestling. And I think she is going to like continue to get better and better and better and better and grow. Like, one of my favorite women professional wrestlers to watch right now. And such a person that has a good head on their shoulder. I think Marina Shafir, just like every other girl that we've booked in this tournament, Billy Starks, who I've had a hand in and known her since she was 14 years old. There's a clip that went viral a couple of weeks ago that it was me with her at 14 years old. I was like, yo, this girl is going to be a big deal one day. You could tell back then when she first got in the wrestling business. Girls like Janai Kai, having a legend like Emi Sakura, who the United States wrestling fans may not know for how great and how pivotal she is for Joshi wrestling in Japan. Like, every girl we put in this tournament is for a reason. I think they're going to knock it out of the damn park.
On the evening, it's Revolver presenting Redemption, Lucha Street Fight, El Gringo Loco versus John Moxley, part of Redemption. Is there concerns for Mox? Because obviously a few weeks ago, he took a pretty bad fall during his match on Dynamite. What's his status for the weekend?
Yo, Mox is Mox, man. You know, there's... Anytime you book Mox, you don't know what the status is. I call him the Bill Murray of professional wrestling because he's just going to show up to shows. Like, he's one of those people you'll send a text message to, like Bill Murray on his old ass answering machine. Okay, we have a movie, doesn't answer, doesn't respond, may or may not show up. Like, that's Moxley really is that kind of entity and enigma. And like, he is the definition of what a true journeyman of professional wrestling is.
Other matches that you're excited about for Redemption?
Look, you didn't even mention one of the biggest ones. Kato from NOAH making his American wrestling debut for Wrestling Revolver. That is a huge one. He is one of my favorite guys in NOAH right now. I can't believe he's never wrestled in the United States, and getting a chance to have him come to America and debut in the United States for us is absolutely huge. There's not a lot of promotions on the planet that have been able to pull that off. Like,
how did that come about?
Absolutely amazing. It's one of those things, everything just lined up and fell into the right thing. He's working for Border City Wrestling the day before in Canada. I happen to have a show the next day, started hitting up all my contacts. He's a guy that I've been wanting to bring in for months, and getting a chance to bring him in is great. And like, so many people's like, oh, you should book him against this star or this name or this guy on television. And I went, no, like, I'm going to book him against one of the guys that I think should be on television, a guy that I think is one of the best unsigned, untapped professional wrestlers in the United States right now, and JT Dunn. I think a lot of people are going to wake the hell up and realize just how good JT Dunn really is.
It's great when you talk about the card, because the passion that comes through in it is so apparent. And it's great to see a star from NOAH getting a show over here in the States. Going into next year, there's bound to be a list of names that you want to get on Revolver shows that you've not got yet.
Dude, we are in a rare position through my connections and my just whatever I've put into the business. I got extremely lucky that we have good relationships with almost every wrestling promotion on the planet. We're one of the only independent companies on the planet that you're going to see guys from New Japan, NOAH, AEW, Impact Wrestling, like every wrestling company on the planet under one roof, as well as like guys that I think are on the next level, on the up and coming guys that are top independent professional wrestlers in the world today. I think the biggest thing going into next year is this year we ran more shows than we ever have. I think people have finally opened their eyes and we're getting the credit we deserve as one of the top independent promotions on the planet today. I'm a big analytics guy. You look at the analytics, the numbers don't lie, in the words of Scott Steiner, and our analytics right now are through the roof. And I think ending the year with the shows that we have planned. Hell, in December, we have Mochizuki coming in to wrestle Speedball Mike Bailey for the first time. Like, these are matches you're not going to see anywhere else. Going into next year, the plan is more markets, more areas, more shows. Hell, we might even come to the UK next year. It's something I'm working on.
Ah, we'd love to see you in the UK. Who are some of those talents from this side of the water that you would love to see on a UK version of Wrestling Revolver?
Subculture is like one of my number ones, like go-to no matter what. Like, I love those guys. I think they're brilliant. I wish they're making millions upon millions of dollars right now. They're guys I've known since they were younger and coming to America for the first time. Guys, like, I think you have to bring up a guy like Trent Seven. It blows my mind that he's not somewhere else now. He was so pivotal. Like, to when wrestling blew up so much in the UK, you look at those, that core group of British strong style, like, and he was like at the forefront of that. There's so many good guys in the UK right now that I don't like. UK, like a couple years ago, was like on top of the wrestling world. Things went down a bit. Like, guys like Wild Boar, absolutely love. I feel like Wild Boar should be absolutely everywhere. There's so many good guys in the UK still that I'd love to bring over to the United States. A guy like, another one that I call a number one draft pick, the Drilla, Dan Maloney. Like, oh, dude, still young, a absolute monster. Like, and absolutely has everything going.
He's got bigger as well lately. My God, I saw it.
I met him when he was like 11 years old, and to see what he grew into blew my mind.
He's a big boy now.
As we say over here,
he's a guy who's had his Weetabix. He's a massive boy at the moment. And massive things for Wrestling Revolver going into 2024. People need to get on this if they're not here already. Where can people go to find out everything about Wrestling Revolver and get tickets for this weekend, more importantly?
Everything social media wise at PW Revolver. We're on everything. Facebook, TikTok, X, Instagram, all that fun stuff. We have a website. Not a lot of companies have websites anymore. I'm a fan of website. Check out the website, ProWrestlingRevolver.com. Big YouTube channel. We upload free matches all the time. Yesterday, I just uploaded Bullet Club for the Rascals for free because why the hell not? But this weekend, October 8th, we have a double shot. We have the Women's Grand Prix at 3 p.m. with the special guest ambassador, Renee Paquette. And then later on that night, 8 p.m., we have Revolver Redemption with Kato, Moxley, Gringo, and a whole heap of amazing talent. Check it out. I guarantee you, if you've never checked out the Wrestling Revolver before, if you check out one of these shows, you'll be a fan for life. And for a lack of better terms, you got to cross the line. Feels good.
Stand by, because the death machine is kicking into fifth gear on the free agent market. Sammy Callahan, it is an honor and a privilege, as always, to have your energy as part of Cultaholic Wrestling. Thanks for coming on, sir.
Awesome. Anytime.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.